Zivin El Zivri says like this. Loishan, when was this learned? Rashi says the Tafas Loshan Rishon. When do we say this? El Diyama Mincha. If he says Loshan Mincha Min Asarim, he says the word Mincha first. So Rashi says, Dikal Meim Ren, Kibun Diyama Mincha, Le Mincha Gemura Mechav. He meant to say Mincha Gemura. Avul Loyama Mincha Loi. If he doesn't say the word Mincha first, then I would not say it. Avloash says Avloma Mincha Asarim. Mincha asoyim koi upota. Already says what says mincha min asoyim, but if he says mincha asoyim, then no. So when do we say tafas lashon rishon? You say mincha min asoyim, but mincha asoyim is different. The more doesn't say this. So Rashi says this. The more doesn't say it too clearly. Lashon el odiyam mincha. So Rashi is saying it means Mincha min asar, ma v'loy am a mincha loy. Yosef Rav Nachman v'kom alo la shmaita. Said over this halacha. Sa'isai Rav Rav Nachman. Rav asked the question to Rav Nachman. It says what kenach. Somebody says he wants to bring a mincha of coarse flour. Still, Yovi Silas, he has to bring fine flour. Lav isn't the case talking about to loy am a mincha. He didn't say the word mincha min hakemach, but he said mincha kemach. And still you say we say Tafas Lashon Rishon. Someone says, Loi, the Yama Mincha could be here also. Person says, Mincha, Min HaKemach. Since it's Lashon Min HaKemach, again we could say, Tafas Lashon Rishon, he is Mechayiv himself a good Mincha. The same thing again as the Mishnah says, V'loi Shemen Ulevoyna. The guy has to bring a Mincha without Shemen Ad Levoyna. So again, the Mishnah says, Yovi Shemen Ulevoyna. He has to bring Shemen Ulevoyna. So my love, aren't we talking about again, Lo Yama Mincha? He only said, Minchas, B'loy Shem B'loy Levoyno Loy Diyama Mincha. He said the word Mincha first. How do you touch it up here? Rashi says El Harei Alai Kemach. Yeah. Here also some Harei Alai Misam Nehav Minos. He said Harei Alai B'loy Shem B'loy Levoyno. Samora says no. About the case first he says Harei Alai Mincha. Then he said B'loy Shem B'loy Levoyno. So therefore since he said Harei Alai Mincha first, we say Tafas Lashon Rishon, therefore the Mincha is Chal. Says in the Mishnah says, Chatzi Yisaron, so Yavi Yisaron, he has to keep to bring a regular Yisaron, Shiri Shasholom, a complete Yisaron. Again, the Havim Minu is my love, Lo Yama Mincha, he just says, Arei Alai Chatzi Yisaron. So where's the Tafas Lashon Rishon? Again, the Mishnah says, Loi, to Yama Mincha, he says, Arei Alai Mincha, Min Chatzi Yisaron. For the Mori Hochi, Yisraim, the same was the same to say, Yisaron Umachzo, Harei Mincha, he says, Mina Yisroel no Machzom. It says, Yovishnam, you have to bring two Yisroelis. The more question is why? Kivan diyome mincha ichayv leib Yisroel. As soon as it said, Loshen mincha meant to mechayv himself a Yisroel. Kiyome chatz Yisroel leiklum koma. Then when he says the chatz Yisroel, maybe that means nothing. Rashi says, Velasi chashur is, Velaisi chad Yisroel vesula, let him only bring one Yisroel and not more. If Min HaMincha comes first, and that means an Yisaron, and then he says the Chatz Yisaron, so there's no Tafas Lashon Rishon on that. So maybe be Tafas Lashon Rishon, which is only one Yisaron. Because you only have the Chiyuv to bring one Yisaron, maybe only one Yisaron, maybe. So Mor says, let's read the cases, the Yomar Harei Alai Mincha Chatz Yisaron V'Yisaron. That's the way he said. He says, Harei Alai Mincha, Yisaron V'Chatz Yisaron. The chiv and the yama mincha suit, he says the word mincha, he chayv lay bisaron. He has a chiv to bring a complete bisaron. Ki yama chatz bisaron v'loy klum. Kama, that's like saying nothing. Ki hod o'am bisaron, at the end when he said, though bisaron, ma'is bisaron achrin, that's pure on the Mishnah. That's why he has to end up bringing it to Esrinus. The chatz bisaron in the middle means nothing. But since he said a mincha first, and in bisaron at the end, that's the two Esrinus. But the Gemara Yoch, you saw that's the pshat from Shimon Toiter. Why is it not the Kederach HaMisnadvim? Am I? Why isn't the Kederach HaMisnadvim? If he says a real I mincha first, and that means Tafas Lashon Rishon, says Mechayv himself to bring a regular mincha. So why should Rabbi Shimon argue? Amar Rova and Echnami, Rabbi Shimon b'shitas Rabbi Yosi Yomra. Rabbi Shimon talk argues on b'shamay, and Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yosi Shita. The Yomra that he says. No, it's not only the first thing you said, but even the last things you say also we listen to. So because we have to listen to the whole thing you said. If you listen to the whole thing you said, that's not called Yimanadeh Kederach HaMasnadvim. You did not do this Kederach HaMasnadvim, that's not called a good mincha. Then Echnami, Shalmatana Kamriz, he holds like Veshamai, that we say Tofes Loshen Rishon. Now the Mishnah says, Misnadeh Vodem Mincha Shal Shishim Esroinim. First thing, you mechaib yourself to bring one mincha that has 60 Esroinim of flour. And, Umeivim B'Kli Echad. He's supposed to bring it in one kli. That's the cloud that 60 could fit into one kli. What's going to be the in Oma? Let's say he says, Harei Alai Shishim V'Yechad. I want to bring a mincha of 61 Esroinim. Then the cloud is, maybe Shishim B'Kli Echad. You have to bring 60 in one, but V'Yechad B'Kli Echad. Another one in another kli. You cannot bring 61 in one kli. Yeah, we'll see in the Gemara why, because it's not fit for Blila. It's too big, too much flour, you can't mix it up well with the shemen. If you can't bring more than 60 in one kli. Shekein tziba mevi biyom tavarishin shachag, shachaliyas b'shabes, shishim v'yechad, that they brought 61, and dayan le'yochid sheyepochas min atzibrechad. It's diets enough for a yochid, he can't bring as much as the tziba, so the most he can bring is 60 in one kli. He says what? The servants from Makrivan, the first day of Sukkot, they brought 13 Torim, and the Mincha was Shleish Esrein on the Par, was 3 for a Par. So 3 times 13, that's 39 Esreinim. And then they had what? Shnei Elim, which was 2 Esreinim, that's another 4. Yeah. And then they had 14 Kfosim. And each one has one Isarin. So that's 14. So together, they come out to be 61. So 60, I don't know how they want to write it. They did all in one shot. But, yeah. So therefore, it's enough for Yochid not to bring more than 60 in one kli. So Mr. Moreno, let me just say like this. Yomar Hashem Hashem says, Follow Eilu Leporim, V'yenu l'kvosim, V'yenu nevlolim zem zem. Like who said they put them all in one kli? There were different menachas. One was for the parm. For the parm you have to have 3 esreinim. And for the kvosim you have to have 1. So they're not mixed together. Nechlam, it was not all in one big kli. Eilu the pshat is like this. The reason why you can't have more than 60 in one kli, not because of the svori learned out from the korban tziva. Eilu the svori, Yerushim says like this. Eilu ad shishi mechadon libolam. If you're up until 60 Esreinim of flour, you can make good blili, you can mix up the shem and the kli well. Omulor, they said back to him, what kind of svar is that? Shishim nevlolim, shishim vech, ain't nevlolim. How do you know to say that? 60 Esreinim could be mixed up well with its oil in one kli, but 61 nothing, how do you know to say that? Omulor, he answered back, yes, you have a right to say this. Kol midos hacham and kain. That's all the midas of the Chama like this. The Chama have a right to say clearly what a measurement is. The Chlal is, the aboyim so tov, the mikvah has to have at least aboyim so of mikvah. The aboyim so of chosa kurtav, if it's missing a little bit, and yochalit for them. The Chama tells us clearly the shiur of a mikvah. Less than that is possible. Now the Gemara says, Shoyel shilo lamalam rev yudah bar iloi. He asked him the shiloh. Shol Shila Lamam above Rabbi Yehuda Bar Loi. Minad, how do we know to say that Loi Marei Alai Shishim B'Yechod? Son of being 61, maybe Shishim B'Kli Yechod, B'Yechod B'Kli Yechod. How do you know this? So Pachas Rabbi Yehuda Bar Loi opened up and said, Pesach, he started here, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Loi. Rosh Shemadar Mechumah, give me the first talk all over. Romney said like this, Shekein Motzin, like I said in the Mishnah, Shekein Motzin Utzibur. Mevim beyond the Rishon Shachak, Shechalias B'Shabbes, Shishim V'Yechad. They bring 61 Esreinim for the Menachas of the Kabbonis then. And so, Dai L'Yochad, Shivchas Menasib Rechad. A Yochad has to have at least one less than that. Omele Reb Shimon Shimon says back to Malkan Pshat of this, Polo Eilu Porim V'Yelim, V'Yelu Kvosim, that the different Menachas, they're not mixed together, it's not in one Kli. Eilu B'Losin Ova, one has very thick, V'Yelu B'Losin Raka, one has a lot of Shemin there. Elu be lost on Shachris, be elu be lost on Ben Abayim. I can mix up the two. one is brought in the morning, one is brought in the evening. How can you mix up the two menachas here? Yeah. You don't mix them up together. Omulav, he said back to him, Emor Atos, you say what the pshat is. Omulav, he said back to him, listen, the way the Pasuk says, V'chol mincho blulu b'shemin. Every mincha has been mixed up with oil. V'chareva. And there is a mincha chareva without shemin. It's called Omru Torah. Habo mincha shechonu libolo. You have to have a mincha that's possible at least to mix up the mincha with the shemin. So Omru said back to him, so how do you know to say B'shishim nevlolim, shirich v'yachar nevlolim? How do you know to say, that? Punk 60 yes and 61 no. Omru said back to him, yes. Call me this chacham and kares all the mitzvacham who that baboyim so tevu baboyim so across the kutav and yochel litvo kibetz a metama to mesaychlin. If you have enough food, you have the size of an egg worth of food, it's mekabel to mesaychlin kibay a chotzer shumshu, it's missing a little bit less than that, a metama to mesaychlin shloisha shloisha metama medrus. You have a kli or a beged, that's three etzbos, but three etzbos metama to mes medrus shloisha shloisha chotzer nima, is missing one string. That's the klal. So chom have right to make up a clear klal, a clear measurement. See, here the measurement is 60 esrenim could be mixed up, but 61 cannot be mixed up well. So the famous question is, even though it can't be mixed up, so what? We learned in the Mishnah before that im loy bolol kosher. If you have a mincha that you just put the oil into the mincha, even though you did not mix it up at all, still it's kosher. So what do I care if you can't mix it up? Even without mixing it up, it's kosher. So this Amar Rabzer says the klal is kol haroyel lebila and bila makabes boy. Anytime it's fit to be mixed up, even though you didn't mix it up, still it's kosher. But v'chol she'ein haroyel lebila, anytime it's not fit to be mixed up, even if you want to mix it up, you can't. Then true bila makabes boy. Here also, if you have 61 esrenim in a kli, it's not fit to mix it up well. Therefore, even though you don't need the mixing, but it has to be fit to mix it up. Here it's not fit, therefore it's possible. Omar Rabbi Beva, Omar Rabbi Shoshua Ben Levi, he said it looked like this, that Maisa once happened before Dachas, with one mule, Shel Beis Rebbe, Shemesa, the animal, this mule died, and blood came out from it. The Shir Chachom Mezdom of Revius, the Chom of Meshad of Revius Dam came out, they said, now this halacha has Tumas Nevela on it. Rashi says, Lei dem yesh per revius, if you pursue me menu, can avela have the same tumor like an avela? So Rashi, since we're talking about shirum before, it says over this shir also. So mashma that the dam of an avela also has tumas nevela on it. That's what they said over. On this, Mosir Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna, he has a question like this. It says, Hey Rabbi Yeshua, for Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, they both said over this, our dam nevela should turn, they held no. But the dam that comes out of a nevela is tor. Only the nevela of the bosser is tomei, not the dam. And the Yom Rabbi Shur ben Meseira, Maisa once happened, Vaho yu noichrin arudoyis larois. Used to like spare, like make the mules die, kill them, let the blood come out, in order to feed it to the arroyis, to the lions. Yistir HaShemelech, in the stadium of the king. And so there's not a blood going on from the animals there, from the nevelas. And the people went on the regal. Their feet up until their ankles were full of blood. So the kids, so they touched the dam nevela, and nobody said anything to them. So Chorus Mashma clearly that the dam of the nevela is not tomei. Shishtika kept quiet. So Omulay Reb Zrika said back to him, my time alaykum Adamar, how come you didn't answer him back? Why do you keep quiet for? So Omelis said back to him, listen, Hechi Hadle, what should have I said? That the Omer, Rabbi Chonin said like this, that the Pasuk says, Boho, Yuchayacha Tluyim Lachor Mineged, that your life should be hanging for you, that means Zehalachet, Fuah Misham Lashana. You buy wheat from one year for another year. Rashi says, Shane like Karkalis, where you don't have your own Karka to plant on. Vainu Chayiv, your life is Tluyim in somebody else. You don't know whether you'll get for next year or not. Then the Pasuk says, "A pachta chol laila b'yomim that zeh lakech tfuah me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. You buy from Erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. V'yatamim b'chayecha v'yasemech al apalti, you semech on somebody else, on the baker. But you can't do it yourself. Now, v'hu gavra, that person, v'hu gavra al palta samech, he was samech on the palta. Rashi says, adidei kama, to al palta samechino v'yandansi mishavas loshav loy. So you have to say, like, I'm samech on somebody else for their food, so I didn't have enough dance to answer back, and he didn't have a good answer. So first of my hevelo, what was the maskono? Om Rav Yesi, Rav Yudah, Marizim, Rav Edesiyah, Rav Lashmanta, yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue our Dover's last Gemara again on the next tape. We'll stop here. You were holding Daf Kuf Dalad Amar Aleph. Okay, the last Shaila was, is there such a tumor of Dam of a behemoth in the Vela? So, that first was Rav Beva, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, brought down a Maisa that they once measured out the Revi's Dam from a Nevela to give a tumor. And then Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Bisni asked the question that he said the opposite, that Dam Nevelis was Tor. So he asked him back, how come you didn't answer it? So he answered back and says, how could I answer him? The last Gemara was that Rabbi Zerika said back to him, my time, how come you didn't answer Mar? So he answered back and said, listen, I'm very tired, and the last Pesukim more, V'hoye Chayecha Tluyim Lecho Mineged, Zilakech Tfu Mishan Lashono, Pach Lecho Balai Leviyom Zilakech Tfu Mishan Lashono, Pach Lecho Balai Leviyom Zilakech. But you have to rely upon other people. And the Gemara says on top here, Kuf Dalid,